my only hope is that the sheriff's department and the sheriff would be able to respond to these kind of things and add to, I certainly don't want to believe that any of these things are true. And I would just, you know, ask that, you know, maybe the sheriff would come out and be willing to set the record straight, so there are no misunderstandings in the public, because this is it could certainly shine a poor light on Santa Rosa County.
So the county commission meeting on Thursday, during the public comments, I just hate to name any names, but we had an individual who had previously run for political office came out and made some very, serious allegations against the sheriff's department. And Colton Wright there and Kerry Smith both said, you know, kind of we'd like to know more. But, you know, I had seen some of these allegations before, and I chose that I was going to wait and get more information because that's how I like to. I don't like to repeat allegations until there's substance to them. There's a whole bunch of things involved, involving personnel, involving, you know, honesty, involving money. But I figured, rather than me telling you about it, I would give a chance to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson to answer the questions or say whatever he wants to say about it. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Sorry that this is what we're doing on a Monday, but you're well aware. So I wanted to give you a chance to address however you want to address this, so that people listen, they want to know.
Yeah, and this is all politically motivated. I mean, that's all it is. And I'm not going to comment at all, because the first meeting in January, I'm going to go in front of the county commission, and hopefully the individual will be there, because I would love to embarrass him in front of everybody. But I will address a couple of things in there. First off, he said, we're stealing money and the budget needs to be examined. Well, what he's too stupid to understand is our budget gets examined every year by a third party out of Tallahassee. A CPA firm out of Tallahassee comes in every year and checks our budget from stem to stern. And in the 9 years I've been sheriff, let me count up all the discrepancies they found. Hold on, let me think. Oh, yeah, zero. None. And it's required by law that we have this done. So him saying his budget needs to be examined, great idea.
Calling for something that's already happening. Got it.
Yeah, duh. So anyways, and there's a couple other things in there. You know, it's either he's running for sheriff against Randy Tiff, because Randy Tiff's going to run for sheriff. Either he's planning on doing it, which would be hilarious, because I think he got like 11 votes for county commission. But if or he's being pushed by somebody else who's running against my chief deputy. So it's all politically motivated. But yeah, the first meeting in January, I'm going to be there. Hopefully he'll be there. And because I have a couple of great surprises, I think it'll be a great show.
All right, well, that's why I wanted to ask, because I knew you'd want to take a chance to respond. And since it's kind of been out in the public now at the meeting, a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
The other thing that came up in the meeting was Grace McCaffrey, who is a local activist on behalf of the Hispanic community. And she said that because of changes in the law, which the Supreme Court did put a temporary allowance for what she, and I think actually is fairly characterized as a kind of racial profiling, that people based on how they speak, how they look, how they drive, and what they drive and where they work, they are being stopped by ICE and asked to prove that they're citizens or that they're here legally. Santa Rosa County sheriffs, Escambia sheriffs, everybody is cooperating with ICE because of the governor's orders. And I wanted to give you guys a chance to talk about your participation in that, your thoughts on how this is going, clear the air, however you want to address it again.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, we are cooperating 100% with ICE. And, during the Biden administration, I think they said 20 million people came across the border. I mean, 20 million, that's almost, probably 7% of our country. We're assisting ICE. Anytime they call us, we'll assist them. Mostly it's transportation and housing, the inmates. And we get called on a pretty regular basis now. I mean, we have ICE agents in the panhandle, and they're pretty aggressive at detaining people. And, anytime they call us for transportation or any kind of help, we will be there for them. But we have to do something. I mean, you see it in the news, all the like the truck driver down South Florida, here illegally killed a family. Things like that, it's got to stop. And if we don't do something about it, it's just going to get worse.
You know, the thing that she said is that as many as 50 people who are not here illegally but are either citizens or, have papers properly, are getting detained because you know, their belief is they're getting detained because they're around work sites or farms, or they're, you know, Hispanic while driving. And the concern is that that's, you know, that feels wrong as an American. That feels like racial profiling. Can you maybe just talk a little bit about how your officers are? I mean, the worry is that somebody's, a Hispanic person's going to be driving down a road in Santa Rosa County, get pulled over for speeding, and then, you know, y'all are going to see that they're Hispanic and call ICE, and they're going to have to prove their citizenship or something like that, or get thrown in jail. That's the kind of concern, so.
Yeah, that's 100% not happening. If we pull over a Hispanic driver, and we go up and we ask for the driver's license, registration, and they provide that, that's not a problem. If we get up there and they don't speak English, they don't have a driver's license, we're going to arrest them for no driver's license. When they get to jail for having no driver's license, we're going to notify ICE. And ICE will come in and talk to them. And if they determine they came here illegally, ICE will deal with them and it'll be over. But we're not stopping at people because they look Hispanic. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's office is not. I can't speak for ICE. I'm just telling you what we do. But if we catch somebody speeding and they don't have a license, and we're going to take them to jail for that, and then ICE will get called.
So for you, the protocol is everything you were doing 2 years ago, you're doing today. The only difference is that you're cooperating with ICE if people fall into that bucket, essentially, after you've gone through the normal process of having probable cause, getting their driver's license, verifying their insurance, their tags, and all of that kind of stuff.
Correct. I mean, we haven't changed anything other than 2 years ago, we were cooperating with ICE as well. I mean, if we got somebody 2 years ago, we'd still notify ICE, but under the Biden administration, they would never come. They would never deport anybody, never take custody of anybody because they would get in trouble.
Got it.
That's the only change is their procedure and how they do things. They actually respond now.
Anything else you want us to know either about those two subjects, what we were talking about a moment ago, or anything else that the agency is doing here at Christmas time, fraud alerts, anything like that that people need to be aware of?
Well, we always have the fraud alerts. Anytime you get a call from anybody saying they're from Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office and they're wanting money or they say you have a warrant, ignore it. You can call us directly and we'll talk to you and explain everything. But we don't call people for money. We don't call people to tell them they have warrants. We don't do any of that stuff. So that's a scam. Same way with bail bond stuff. If you get a call and you're thinking it's going to be a scam, call us before you do anything. And you should be fine.
Oh, the one other thing I did want to ask you about, the license plate obscuring law that I think goes into effect January 1st, right, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Just can you just maybe tell people in plain English what they need to do to make sure that they're not going to get in trouble?
Yeah, and, you know, when I say get in trouble, it's not going to be a lot of trouble. It's a non-moving infraction if they get stopped, which means it's no points off their driver's license or anything like that. But, you know, we have a lot better things to do than worry about having something around your license plate. As long as I can read it, I'm not going to pull anybody over for that. But the law basically says that you can't have anything obscuring any part of the license plate, which means those things that go around it that say, you know, Florida Gators or whatever, technically will be illegal. But are you going to get stopped for it? You may. But like I said, it's a non-moving infraction. And frankly, our deputies are way too busy. But, you know, it could happen.
And the way I understood it is that the keys are, as long as you can see the letters and numbers of the plate itself and then the sticker, then basically
sticker.
The expiration sticker and the letters and numbers, then you're good. That's basically the key.
Yeah.
Very good. And which, by the way, I read a thing that says that they're thinking about getting rid of the stickers anyway and going to like a digital-based format. So that might, you know, that might go away in the future, too. So that would make everybody's life a little bit simpler. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll be out next week, so we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. But we'll definitely look forward to the meeting in January at the Santa Rosa County Commission.
Yes, it will be very entertaining.
Very good.